For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All righty, we are back. And folks, this is just in. Maricopa County Board of Supervisors just ran out of a public meeting when they were served the following. My name is Michelle Klan, and I am here today to put you on notice, on public notice, and to inform you that you are not our elected officials. None of you have ever signed an oath to the Republic of Arizona. Instead, you have signed an oath of office to a foreign corporation, which means this is an act of insurrection. You do not have a proper bond carrying surety for your actions to we the people. Due to all the voter fraud, you have never been formally voted in. Acting as if you have any authority over the people is a direct act of treason. Today we, the body sovereign, are presenting you each a notice of liability, an opportunity to cure. The fine is $1.75 million per claim, and there are 12 signatures, which means you are each possibly liable for $21 million. Now, if you do not resign in 3 days, you will be presented with a writ quo warranto and a waiver of tort. If you do not rebut these truths and you remain in office, we will be notifying the military, and your act of treason will be grounds for an immediate military tribunal. I don't need to tell you the penalties for treason. We, the body sovereign, hereby command you to resign within 3 days or else face the consequences. I'm also here today to hand out this jump drive, which contains 5,000-page document notifying you of all the dangers of the COVID vaccine and the poison in the water, to name a few. These are high crimes and acts against humanity. Now, if you cover up crimes, you will be guilty of committing acts against humanity. Therefore, I hereby command you to send a public broadcast to every resident in Maricopa County, notifying them of these dangers within the next 3 days, or you will be in direct violation and derelict of your supposed duty of making you even more accountable of your action. Notice to agent, notice to principal, you have been formally served on record. Now, this is the People's Operation Restoration. The People's Operation, these people, these are patriot groups, and it's like what is taking place in many other places. The people are coming together, and this is what we're doing with Tactical Civics. Folks, again, Tactical Civics is growing by leaps and bounds every day. People, we have, the corruption has gotten so bad. The corruption of judicial. And it used to be where the corruption was not the norm. Today, the corruption is the norm. You know, people in the judicial, if people are actually in total obedience and compliance with the law, with the Constitution, and the judicial, they're looked upon like, what's wrong with you people, you know? That's the way it's gotten today. So God has raised us up for such a time as this. Look, you're listening to me tonight. You're here because God has raised you up for such a time as this. That means it's time for you to run to this battle, to run to this battle. So go ahead, Lisa. You've got an article.
Yes, this is from the Gateway Pundit. Horrifying footage has captured the moment a reckless man driving at shocking speed killed a mother and daughter walking home from a concert. Even more infuriatingly, the suspect allegedly responsible is already walking free thanks to a soft-on-crime judge. KSDK reported the woman killed in a crash early Wednesday morning were 42-year-old Leticia Bracero and 21-year-old Alyssa Cordova. They were in town for a Drake concert in St. Louis on 14th of February, which let out shortly before the women were struck while walking near Enterprise Center. Video capturing the moment the incident occurred went viral on social media Monday. You can see the two women crossing the street when a speeding Jeep Grand Cherokee blasts through a red light and takes them out.
All right, here's an article by Chuck Baldwin. I haven't talked to Chuck in a long, long time. And he says, Joe Biden should be charged with treason for refusing to secure American borders. Well, yeah, I guess.
Yes.
Almost everyone, including Democrats, knows that Joe Biden and his family are guilty of several acts of criminality, any one of which are impeachable offenses. One thing you can know about criminals, they stick together. That's exactly right. They do. There is like this. There's no honor among thieves, but these criminals, they do have kind of a code. You don't, many of them, the ones, you don't turn on another one of the criminals, if so, especially within, let's say, the mafia and that, okay? Whistleblowers don't last long there.
Right.
And therefore, but it's even worse. The deep state's even worse, okay? Therefore, it's little wonder why America's criminal in chief would have no problems using his immense authority as president to facilitate and even pay Jewish criminal cabals to directly escort illegal aliens, many of them hardened criminals themselves, into the United States. Well, yeah, every country have their criminals, and Israel's no exception. It's got its own mob. Fact, I'm old enough to remember the Purple Gang, and they were all made up with by Jewish. These were hitmen. That's what they were. You don't know. Remember the Purple Gang, do you?
That's a little before my time.
No. Yeah,
they got their start right here in Cleveland. What the Purple Gang did is they would go in and let's say you had areas where the mobsters were intimidating. They were going to different businesses and making them pay to stay in business. Well, if those businesses could get enough money together, okay, the Purple Gang would come in and eliminate those mobsters. And the reason they called them the Purple Gang, they wore purple hoods. And they would sell them insurance policies that will insure you against this happening to you, okay? And so, anyhow, there you go. You just learned something tonight, didn't you?
Yes.
I always learn something on the show. What do you mean?
Yes, so do I.
Alrighty. Christian nationals. Loving their neighbor and loving their country since 1776. This is an article by Tom Rentz. Now, Tom was on the program several times. He's that lawyer out of Columbus who's handled some major cases. While I probably do not deserve it, I'm going to dub myself the face of Christian nationalism. I am a Christian that is proud of my country, my Christian beliefs, and I am absolutely an American first nationalist that believes that America and her interests should be first in the world. As the newly self-appointed face of Christian nationalism in the United States, I am furious that my faith is being misrepresented and twisted. I am furious that the enemies of freedom are lying and misrepresenting my country, and I am furious that the bought and paid for mainstream media is knowingly promoting these ideas. Well, look, you remember this, folks. Remember those people in the mainstream media. Don't forget them. Remember, if they betray you, if they would betray your own countrymen, and this is what happened before World War II, both in Russia and Germany. Hitler recognized those in the media. And when the war started, a number of them were eliminated. And the reason Hitler said, look, if they would be so quick to betray their own countrymen, they would be so quick to betray us too. And they couldn't trust him. And so the mainstream media better think about that, that if they're so quick to betray us, their own countrymen, well, the opposition out there, if they stay in power, remember, those that hate God love death, but especially the death of others. Let me begin with what Christian nationalism isn't. Christian nationalism is not what the mainstream media liars are calling it. According to a piece of journalistic garbage published by Axios, it says Christian nationalism is tied with things like banning books, teaching religion in schools. Look, folks, you want to ban the pornography. In other words, because we don't want our children and grandchildren indoctrinated with pornography. Right. Democrats do. We don't.
Yes.
It goes on to say Christian nationalists were pushing to ban pornography, and they were requesting that the aforementioned porn was found in schools. They also failed to mention that the idea of the teaching religion was less about a specific religion and more about teaching basic values of right and wrong, and no society can function without. Yes, Axios and their quasi-journalist Russell Contreras certainly know how to misrepresent the facts. And so, and I'm looking at the article, so there you go. All right. You know what I think I'm going to do? I'm going to do something we haven't done in a long time. I'm going to open the phone lines early. So the phone lines are now open at 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. If you have a question, if it's a real hard one, ask Stiles, see how he does. All right.
That's what I'm here for, right?
Yeah. All right. There you go. Let me see here. I've got a bunch of articles. Ninth Circuit Court blocks ruling exonerating alleged white supremacist. Yes. Here we read. In a notable legal twist, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals has stepped in to challenge a lower court's decision concerning white supremacy charges. On Wednesday, U.S. District Judge Cormac J. Carney made headlines by dismissing charges against two alleged white supremacists, Robert Rundo and Robert Bowman. The charges tied to violations of the Anti-Riot Act and participation in riotous behavior at political rallies in 2017 were dropped, sparking immediate controversy. The crux of Judge Carney's ruling revolved around accusations of selective prosecution. He pointed to the government's alleged leniency towards far-left groups, especially Antifa, despite their involvement in comparable, if not more severe, acts of violence. This reasoning, Carney argued, compromised the constitutional mandate for equitable justice. Well, finally, somebody realizes what's going on, huh?
Yes.
In a rapid response and an emergency motion was filed to stay Judge Carney's decision to release Rundo and Bowman. Remarkably, within 15 hours, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals granted this motion, signaling the gravity and urgency perceived as potentially allowing the men to walk free under Carney's rationale. Following the dismissal, Bowman found temporary freedom through bond release, with Rundo's situation become hazier, with past actions suggesting a flight risk, notably his escape from the U.S. in 2019 after a previous case dismissal, Prosecutors were especially wary of Rundo's potential release. Rundo and Bowman are purported members of the Rise Above movement, a group espousing white supremacist ideologies. The affiliation alongside their alleged acts underpins the charges against them, rendering substantial public and legal interest. You know, it's an interesting thing to show you just how misleading, especially the news media is. Here I remember Randy Weaver. Randy Weaver was a friend of mine. I knew Randy. Randy was a separatist, and because he was white, they tried to associate him with being a white supremacist. No. As a Baptist, as a Christian, I'm a separatist. According to God's word, the Bible, I better be, right?
Yes.
And if you notice lately, at least last time I looked, I was white.
Yes.
So that makes me a white supremacist, right? No. According to the news media, it does. According to the news media. All righty. Let's go to California and talk to Dean. Hey, Dean.
Hi, Pastor. It's been a while since I talked to you. What I'm finding out, I'm a businessman. I have a pretty successful landscaping company. I'm trying to help people out. I'm trying to get back to the community. And they're renegotiating on contracts and deals. And they're sending lies back, and they don't want to pay. What I'm trying to say is that your program tonight is based on all that stuff, that what is happening. This world is full of lies. It's full of crap. It's full of deceit. And it's a me world. It's a me world. And I feel sorry for the people, and I pray for them all that they might find Jesus Christ. In God's name, amen.
Well, very good, because when it comes down to it, that's the only thing that's really going to matter to you in the end, huh?
Yes. Only things that matter. And I'm finding that, and I'm being singled out like I'm somebody that doesn't know anything, but I know a lot of things because the Lord puts in these programs into my head, meaning that coming from the Bible, that I know the truth. And I think it should be mandated that everybody should read the Bible. It's a very simple book. If you buy a car, you should read the Bible of that car, this or that.
Make sure it's the King James Bible. Make sure, because that's the Bible.
It is King James. It is King James. I've been around. I'm just saying that we're in a world of doom, period.
Well, God has raised us up for such a time as this, and God doesn't make mistakes. So since he's raised us up for such a time as this, he expects us to do what? Run to the battle, huh?
Yeah, and it's really hard to do when you're being beaten every day by Satan. It's very, very hard to do. But I tell the people outside, keep up your faith and pray. God will feed the sheep. He always does. And that's all I have to say.
Okay, well, you said it very well there, Dean. God bless, my friend.
Yeah.
Let's go to Pete out in North Royalton. Hey, Pete.
Hello, Pastor. God bless you, sir. And God bless Pastor Joe and the other nice people you have there. I just wanted to say I pray to God every night, and I pray to the Lord that he saves us and sends his Son, our Lord God Jesus, to dwell in our souls, our hearts, our minds, and our lives. My question, sir, is you have spoken of a militia, and I know it's our constitutional right, but my question is, sir, in Matthew, the blessed Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ tells us to love our enemies. What do we do when these people come to kill us? Because it looks like they're going to come to hurt us. What do we do?
Well, you know what? Have you ever known two Christians that didn't get along and become enemies?
Absolutely.
Well, yeah, that's right. You see, and see, those two Christians, like, say, you and I, we have a disagreement, and we become our enemies. But the Lord says to love our enemies. But you see, when it's God's enemy, when it's God, we're not supposed to love God's enemy. Because God says what? He says that you'll find, read in James 4:4, okay, that we are not to love God's enemies. What we are to do is we're to tell them the truth and realize that they're our enemy, right? And so, you know, What can I tell you there? Jesus said that their father is Satan, right?
Yes, he did.
Yeah. So there is the difference there. When he was referring, when he was talking to him, remember, you were having the mindset in those days, and the whole reason that they were under Roman rule was for disobedience. And unfortunately, there was amongst those that the well-to-do, amongst the Jewish people, just like it is today, were not very kind to the ones that weren't well-to-do, were they?
No, sir. No. And my question, I saw the apostles, like you said, St. James and the Apostle James and Paul and Peter and Andrew, they didn't lift a finger, is what I'm saying. And that was their duty. That's what they were supposed to do. But what are we supposed to do?
You're supposed to defend your freedom, okay? And God has given us this freedom. Our rights and our privileges come from him. We belong to him. And we are to stand against...
That's exactly what I thought. But I was reading the scripture, and he says, love your enemies. And I was confused there for a minute. How can you love these people who are trying to kill you? You know, that's what my point was. But you explained it, and thank you.
All righty. Very good. Let's go to Cliff. Clifford's here. Hey, Clifford. Surprise, surprise.
Yeah. You know, it is interesting. People don't really talk about it, but the disciples, not the apostles, there's a passage that says, Jesus, should we call down fire from heaven? And that kind of implies that they could have or did do that. So that's a question mark. But I'll ask about a couple of scriptures. One was 1 Peter, rather, chapter 4, verses 1 and 7, it uses the word excessive twice in those verses, and abominable, and then it talks about being sober, watchful, and prayerful. Sober could be just being in a state of readiness to listen and watch, but what I find interesting is I relate that to something you said previously. It uses the word banqueting, and you had said that there were 1,900 cocktail hours per night in D.C.
Yeah.
And it also, another thing I found interesting is these people think they're strange. You are strange, whoever that you is, if you don't participate in these activities. So what do you think of...
What he's referring to there is those that people that were saved, that were once, like Donald Trump is a very good example. One of the reasons they hate Trump so bad is because when he was a Democrat, he was a very wealthy Democrat. He was a part of the elite class. And now what he has done, when he got saved and he came out of there, and he knew where all the bodies are buried. He knew all of these people. And that's why they looked upon him as a traitor. Because now, and Trump was trying to expose all of the human trafficking. You know, he's been speaking out against that. And so this is why, one of the reasons they hate him. And that's what that passage is talking about. They think it's strange once you're saved and you change. And that happened. I could tell you personally that happened with me. When I was young, I was kind of a very rough character, and I think what happened was some of the guys that I hung out with as a young man, when I got saved, they were more afraid of me witnessing to them than they were, you know, before I got saved.
So they thought you were strange, basically.
Yeah.
Not continuing to be like kind of a roughneck type or whatever,
right?
Or taking another stance, basically, that you weren't doing exactly the same thing, you know. So they thought that was strange from their point of view.
Yeah,
that's interesting. Yeah.
First of all, for these people, look. Sometimes, have you ever had a situation where the Lord spoke to you and you just knew that you knew that you knew that the Lord was spoken to you?
Yeah.
Okay, so now, explain that to someone who's not saved.
Yeah, well, that comes out of a context of, a seeking. and finding, I think. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There'll be something.
They can't understand it, you know, if you say, well, I can't believe, you know, I had a fellow tell me, I think religion is for weak people, those that believe in God, they need a crutch. So I told this individual, because we grew up together, I said, I could whip you any day of my life, and I could whip you right now. You think I'm weak? He said, now that's the strange thing, because you're not afraid. So I can't figure that out, is what, you know. And see, this is the way they are, because it's almost like if it didn't happen to them, it didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
So it's two opposing point of views, but they can't really see it another way from their point of view.
Right. I'm going to have to move on because the whole board's lit.
Sure. Okay.
All right. Thanks. Let's go to Zoe. Zoe, you're in the air.
Hi, Pastor Ernie. Hi, Miss Lisa.
Hi.
I just wanted to ask three questions that's been concerning me. One, when you keep talking, I noticed that the media try to use the term immigrants, and they don't like using the term illegals. And what really upsets me, a lot of conservative radio shows are using the same term now, and they pick up the same language as the woke stations.
You know, that concerns me. It's indoctrination that they have. Words have meaning, and it's the language of illusion, delusion, and collusion. And unfortunately, in my opinion, those that are not so smart, that happens. For me, let me give you an example. You know, what is the opposite of up?
Hey.
No, up. The opposite of up is down.
I'm sorry.
Okay. What is the opposite of hot?
Cold.
The opposite of hate?
Love.
The opposite of life?
Death.
Right. Now, here. The reason I said all of that is because there are absolutes. And you're either pro-life or you're pro-death. You're not pro-choice. And they use that term. Now, I've had people in the pro-life movement have been in there for years, and they've been so indoctrinated to refer, because they were been told, look, if you don't call us by what we want to be called, then we're going to be offended, and, you know, you can't, we'll just shut your mic off if you're on a talk show. So I went on several television shows, and I would not use pro-choice. And when I was confronted, they said, well, would you want to repeat that? I mean, we would like to be called, you call pro-life, we'll refer to you. No, you referred to me as anti-abortion. Well, we don't want to be referred to as pro-death. Okay, so I said this. In my opinion, you're either pro-life or you're low-life. Okay. And I get that right out of the Bible. It means you're unclean. And but you see, you're right. Words have meaning. And I tell people on the radio program, even my friends, look, if you use that word pro-choice again, I'm going to have to cut you off. It will not be tolerated here unless you can show me a baby that chooses to have his little heart ripped out of him while he's alive, or his brain sucked out while he's alive. Then don't ever use that term.
Well, I agree with you. The other thing is we have maybe up to 50 million over the last years since Obama. We've had about 50 million illegals. I call the ones that are coming in now Bidenites, because that's what they are. They're just a whole nation of Biden people.
Well, Obama is pulling the strings. Biden is just taking his orders from Obama.
Yes, it's a third term.
Yeah.
And the other thing, Pastor, I wanted to ask you was, since the Democrats have unanimously, and of course the Republicans that are always on the other side as well, would they be considered co-conspirators by
Biden ignoring the protection of our country. I mean, he has blood on his hands, but I think they do too.
Yeah, I do.
Yes.
I agree with you. The rhinos, you know, we have, first of all, we have God's Word, the Bible, then we have the Constitution. And, you know, you either are in obedience or you're not. And you're right. You know, Jesus had his Judas. King David had his Ahithophel. And we have a whole bunch of rhinos out there that will betray us. You know, sometimes they're even worse. I feel that they're even worse. They make me angry. You expect the Democrats to do what Democrats do. But these rhinos, they come and they pretend to be one thing, and then when it really counts, they betray you.
Very, very much so. By the way, the program that you have this evening is just, I mean, you have been shooting out information, just you and Miss Lisa, so tremendously. It has been so informative, as usual. And I just wanted to tell you thank you so much, Pastor.
Well, thank you for those kind words. It's encouraging.
Well,
you know, when we just had the fellow before you, when he said to some people, think you're strange, believe me, the opposition thinks I'm strange. I know. I hear from them all the time. God bless you, Zoe.
God bless.
Let's go to Emmett here in Ohio, in Twinsburg.
Hello, how are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Hang tight, Emmett. Hold on. We'll be right back after this.
Okay.
I feel so certain about this faith of mine. I'm hanging in there, doing fine. King Jesus is a friend of mine. I'm blessed by you. Saving babies, teaching sinners. Hell's for losers, heaven's for winners. This work is not for beginners. I am blessed by you. I'm coming home someday. Heaven's my way. I'm blessed by you. Where the saints all stay and little children play, I'm blessed by you. Where the saints of old walk on streets of gold, I know that I will see that heavenly prize. It's no surprise how happy I'll be. some bright day, gonna fly away. It's there I'll stay. I'll be there with you, 'cause your words are true. I'm blessed by you.
Man, that guy can sing, I'm telling you. Hey, let's go to Emmett. Hey, Emmett.
Hi, how are you doing?
All right, go ahead. I'm sorry that interruption, but go ahead. You're on the air.
It's all good. It's all good. Thank you, man. Basically, I just wanted to say I'm in the Army National Guard, and I went through basic training and AIT just from August until December, just in 2023. And I can tell you, DEI is absolutely destroying the military right now. I experienced it firsthand. Any type of slight joke against, whether it be a protected minority or a gender, if you do not accept transgender ideology, if you do not address someone as their preferred pronouns, they will kick you out of the military, and I experienced it firsthand.
And that's why they're having such a big, big problem trying to get people into joining the military. I would not, right now, today, I would not tell one of my younger people, or if I was a young man again, I would not go back in. I can tell you that when I was in the days I was in, that would not have floated at all. At all.
Well, you know what I can say? I can say exactly why they're doing it. They are trying to recruit people that will follow their orders. If a civil war, revolutionary war ever breaks out, they want people that will do whatever the left says. So if Biden wanted to attack its own citizens, they know that they would have transgender and gender non-binary and leftist people within their military to do so. Because if they continue to recruit the good old boys from the Midwest or the South that lean conservative, they would absolutely not put up with it and they would not attack their own. See, I'm in the Ohio National Guard, and my unit, we're all conservative, and people dog on the president all the time. But in the actual Army, active duty, a lot of the higher-ups, especially the officers, they're as leftist as it gets.
I know that. You're absolutely right. But anyhow, God has raised us up for such a time like this, and I think we've got to get them out of there, right? We got to take the country back. That's what, from Genesis to Revelation, God's word, the Bible says, resistance to tyranny is obedience to God, and God makes it clear. Amen.
100%, Pastor. Amen.
Well, thanks, Emmett.
Thank you.
All right. Let's go to Pennsylvania with Bruce. Bruce, you're in the air.
Yeah, I just think something needs to be said. I don't listen to your program quite as much as I used to. Not that I'm not on board with most of what you guys say, but I'm very surprised that people aren't calling up about what's happening in Gaza. Because you know what? You brought up the topic about pro-life and pro-death, right? What is Israel right now, what they're doing to people in Gaza? Over 30,000 dead. Are they pro-life or pro-death?
Well, let me tell you this about Israel, what's taking place there. Now,
I know, and you're going to say the stiff neck stuff and all. Let's get down to basic fact here. This is a massacre. You should listen to Ted Brower, Jeff Rentz, David Duke. These voices are speaking out for wrong that's going on. And if people are Christian, they should be speaking out for wrong that's going on.
Well, let me just tell you, listen here. I'm listening instead of Ted Duke and David J., whatever. I listen to God's Word, the Bible. I've been doing this for a long, long time, many years now. And here's what you'll find out if you read God's Word, the Bible. You say God knows exactly what he's talking about. And when he tells you something, he means what he says. Now, he's telling you that Israel is a stiff-necked people. They're in rebellion. This is why they have the problems they have, even to this day. And this is what we've been telling people. They're actually morally worse than the United States, and that's pretty hard to do. Now, but it also tells you this, that he will judge his people. He will judge his people. And not to touch his people. He takes care of that. He's very capable of doing it. See, when God tells me something, I believe him, all right? So what I'm saying is, look, I don't agree with a lot of stuff with Israel. In fact, I've gone there and I've, you know, they know that. And we have some real strong Christians in Israel. And believe it or not, you have a growing number of Jews that are converting to Jesus over there in Israel. It's a growing number of Jews that are converting. But I believe what God's word, the Bible says, God says he is going to take care of the judgment of Israel to keep your hands off them. So that's exactly what I'm going to do. Does that make sense? All right, let's go to Dean's back. Dean, you're back in the air. Go ahead.
Dean?
Hey, yeah, Dean, go ahead.
Confuses in the world big time, but that's what what's happening. Back on about how people live and how things go on, I have a transgender kid. We talked about this before. I'm dealing with this, and I'm trying to bring them back to. There's a lot of lies. That's what I'm going to say. It's just a lot of lies. It's not justified. There's no reason for it. And it's because there's no morals in this world anymore. And I don't want to be a down player on it, but it's so simple. It's just like, God, get closer to God. It's so simple. And I've been off base, and I don't know, Pastor. I can't talk anymore right now. I'm not in the mood.
You know, Dean, listen, I grew up, and I've been around for a long, long time. And I realize there's certain things like this whole thing, this transgender thing. You had people, and in every case I've known where young people were a little confused about their gender, their identity, but they always grew out of it. 99% of them grew out of it. And
well, I hope so.
And so here all of a sudden now, but you have... You have these really wicked, really disgusting people out there convincing these young people, and they're playing head games, they're playing mind games with them, okay? And, well, maybe, you see, maybe you're really not a man. Maybe you're a woman just trapped in a man's body. Maybe nature has played an evil trick on you. Folks, again, these people that convince these young children and take you know, advantage of them to put this, and then these kids get these surgeries that you cannot undo, and they have to live with that the rest of their life.
It's Satan's tool, and we get attacked every day. Being Christian and being in love with God and reading his Bible and understanding it, it's so simple. It's like you buy a Mercedes, you read that book. You buy a house, you read that book. Everything else that, like, take one fart in an hour, you could read the Bible within, I would say, 5 hours. You could read it. Just go fast.
It's the greatest source of knowledge and information that ever existed. All righty. I got to move on because the whole board's lit. Thanks. Let's go to Steve in Cleveland. Steve, you're in the air.
Hey, Pastor. If anybody hasn't listened to you enough now, their ears aren't open. They need to go to, the ENT. Ear, nose, and throat doctor, maybe a vision doctor. To say something really fast and put it together, but the old saying when we were kids was sticks and stones will break my bones, but names will never hurt me. I'm finishing off Larry Nichols' book, and there's so many ways to go with everything right now, and you've just been saying it. You've just been saying everything, you and Pastor Joe, and they just keep giving you stories, and then you guys bring out all the stuff you know. It's like, you're the Rush Limbaugh of night. So, plus whatever you do during the day, and you're always 6.5 days a week, it seems like you're working. But in the late 90s, when they tried impeaching Clinton, Ireland Spector didn't vote. So the one to got a tie vote for impeachment, Al Gore breaks the vote. So Al Gore goes to run for president. He doesn't win. I'm the biggest George Bush fan out there. We got the loudspeaker. We're going to get those people. Those buildings fell straight down, if people watch it. But two buildings like that that have been on fire, anything like that, never fell in history. They took all the dirt out in 3 days. They couldn't test anything. There was lava going out there. Thermite makes metal burn hot. Like 2,800 degrees is what metal burns at. Well, the fire from, the jet fuel only burns about 1,100 degrees. But you take it all there, we got a 20-year war. We come back to where we are now, and Trump comes in, you know, Obama does his thing and puts everybody in there. Government just lies to us. You know, Patton couldn't finish it off in World War II. My dad was in radar. He said, we could see what's going on. We just take the information and give it to the commanding officers. It's the same thing through now. Trump comes in, and right behind him, here comes this wave called COVID-19. Liberals had this stuff set up. I mean, they stick together. That's what Bannon likes. He goes, I want some Pelosi's and whatever their lawyer is. I can't think of his name. But when you come to it now, there's a bill in Trudeau in Canada they're going to put up next week called C-63. And this is a free speech bill. And they say on the news, you know, we report, you decide, or there's one side. There's two sides to everything. There's a mainstream media and there's an alternative media, which you are. If you look what's going down in Canada, if this bill comes through, they can get you for every single thing that you've said all the way back. The minimum fine would be $20 million and the max can be $10 billion, just using Facebook. But they will take anybody in their country, C-63, Alex Jones and Owen Schroyer. These people are just, if you watch them and listen to them and yourself, you just put something together. And some old archives of Rush Limbaugh that nobody seems
to. I hear you, but Steve, I got the whole board lit. I got to run on, so we're really running up it's here. God has raised us up. Look, folks, God says this. He will bring the victory. It's what he says. He said he'll bring. So he's always done what he said he'll do, and I trust him. He just says you got to go out and run to the battle and resist tyranny under blood. So let's go to Leonard in New Jersey. Hey, Leonard.
Pastor Sanders, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Go ahead.
One of your first articles tonight was about some senator wants to pass a bill to cull the meats. Remember?
Okay, say that again. Some senator wants to pass a bill to do what?
Close down this one meat business.
Oh, that's no senator. That's Letitia James, the attorney general out of New York. She wants to sue the largest beef producer in the country. She wants to break them. She wants to do it to them like she did to Trump.
We're running out of time.
Yep.
We're running out of time. Let me get to the point.
Very quickly.
The point is, you got one senator or one politician that comes up with an idea like this, and you know what their intent is, to starve 90% of the people in this country. That's what their intent is.
Yeah, it is.
You stop the meat, and people are going to start starving in this country.
Well, they're all a part of the global depopulation program.
Well, and right.
Their idea is to reduce us to third world right. status first. But I got to move on because right. we are out of time. Let's go to Hal. Hal, how much time do I have over there? Hal, you got 5 minutes, Pastor Hal.
Okay. Well, it's no secret that this world is headed for hell. It's already turned into a cesspool, and I don't think there's any turning around. But I think Jesus Christ is going to be coming real soon, because the worse the world gets, the much sooner the Christ is going to get here. But everybody would rather go to heaven than go to hell. And if you'd rather go to heaven, you got to do it the Bible way. And the Bible way says in John 14:6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. That means there's no other way to get to heaven than through Jesus Christ. You have to go through Calvary. That's where he died on the cross and shed his blood to wash away our sins. You see, God loves you, but he hates your sins. And God wants you to come to heaven, but he says your sins cannot come with you. And the only thing that can wash away your sins is the blood of Jesus Christ. That's why Ephesians 1:7 says, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. And Ephesians 2:8 and 9 says, for by grace are you saved through faith, and not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Don't think for one second that because you're a church member that you're a Christian. Because John 3:3 said, except the man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. You're not a Christian until you're spiritually born by God's Holy Spirit into the family of God. It's a spiritual birth that takes place the very moment you repent of your sins, Luke 13:3, and come to Jesus Christ and ask him to come into your heart and give to you the payment he paid for you on that cross. God was allowing Jesus to pay the payment on that cross for every sin you've ever done, to transfer your guilt and mine on his son Jesus. And the Bible says in Second Corinthians 5:19, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself. Jesus was God in the flesh, and it was the very blood of God himself that was shed on that cross to wash away your sin and mine. So if you want to go to heaven, you've got to go God's way. Revelation 3:20 says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice," or in other words, hear my word, which you're doing right now, "and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him," this means have fellowship with, "and he with me." So you have to open the door of your heart and let Jesus come in. And now he's knocking at the door of your heart right now because you're hearing his word. And John 1:12 said, "But as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God." You have to receive him, not just accept the facts about him. You see, even the devil knows that Jesus died on the cross and shed his blood to save your soul. But the devil don't want you to reach out and receive that payment. He wants you to die and go to hell, knowing the facts up in your head, but never receiving the payment into your heart, the person of Jesus. And so if you want Jesus Christ to save your soul, and let me tell you just one more time, it's not your church membership, it's not your water baptism, it's not your good works, and it's not some priest or preacher doing some absolution number over you and everything, that where they're probably dying lost themselves. It's where you come to Jesus Christ and trust him and him only for your salvation. So if you want to do that with God watching you right now, knocking at the door of your heart right now, then let's do it. Let me lead you to Christ in a simple prayer of faith. You don't need nobody to lead you, but I'd like to, since we're right here right now, and Jesus is knocking at the door of your heart. So please pray this prayer with me and mean it. Dear God, I confess unto you that I've sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. Wherefore, I come to you right now, Lord Jesus, asking you to forgive me of my sins, come into my heart, and save my soul. I believe that you died on that cross.
1 minute.
Shed your blood to save my soul and give me eternal life and a home in heaven and make me a new creature in Christ. And this is what I'm asking you to do right now, Lord. I receive you as my Lord and Savior forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. And folks, like I always tell people, if you receive Christ right now as your prayer, as your Savior, the Bible says in 1 John 5:13, "These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know you have eternal life." These things have I written unto you that believe on. That means that you personally receive. Why? That you may know, not just think it, wish it, or wonder about it, but from now on may know that you have eternal life. Eternal life is heaven. Eternal death would be hell, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. And how can you know this? Because God promised you, and God cannot lie. So if you prayed that prayer and meant it, being sorry about the fact you're a sinner and trusting God's promise to you, then I'll see you in heaven. And
amen to that. Everything you just said is true. Okay, we got God's word on it. Till tomorrow, we got to say good night.
Good night.
We just got to say God bless.
God bless. God bless.
And then we always say, and always,
keep fighting
the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Shall I take your order, or do you need a minute?
Yes, I'll be ready. Just buying a car on Carvana.
What?
It's super convenient. I already got pre-qualified in 2 minutes. All I had to do was answer a few questions.
What? That's handy.
Yeah, now I'm customizing my down and monthly payments.
What? That's an exquisite deal.
And just like that, Carvana's delivering my car in a couple days.
What?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I'll have the burrito.
Visit Carvana.com to finance your next car.
Financing subject to credit approval. Delivery fees may apply.